you. What do you do when something shows up on your doorstep that you did not directly cause, choose, or definitely anticipate?
Life is not always easy. In fact, some of you today, you're here and you're going through the toughest season of your life. There will be seasons where we will suffer. There will be seasons of real pain. And the question is, how will you respond in those moments?
Life is hard sometimes. Easy? It's not an option. But it's worth fighting. It's worth believing. It's worth giving yourself a chance. It's worth mustering yourself up, standing up inside yourself. It's worth fighting relentlessly, never giving up. It's worth it. You can do it. You can do it.
There's problems that we go through that cause stress or anxiety and fear, but you might be in the battle of your life. I want to encourage you. It's not about what's happening around you. It's always about what's happening inside of you.
Just because you feel afraid doesn't mean you have to be afraid. Just because you feel discouraged doesn't mean you have to be discouraged. Just because you have fear doesn't mean fear has to have you.
The sentence out of your mouth is a story that you are putting out. I'm not gonna make it. I quit. Let's get a divorce. Business is never coming back. We've lost too many people. I've made too many mistakes. I'm a failure. Nobody can help me. I've done too many bad things. I don't know what's coming out of your mouth, but it's a death sentence.
And as you continue to confess it, and as you continue to declare it, well, don't be surprised when it becomes true in your life. We have to make sure that whatever I feel, when I think a death sentence, I must speak a life sentence.
So hello guys, welcome to Scars of a Warrior, another episode, episode 8, and this episode I'm all here on my own. Yeah, this is usually a very personal one to me because I have to be as natural as I am, as raw as I can be. So quite a bit of a disclaimer, I don't own the copyrights to that. I really love it because it is by Ben Lionel Scott, and Ben says that pain is a part of life. and pain is not as bad as we think, and we should use the best part of pain to grow. So my topic today, it's gonna be about growth and pain, and this is also a very personal topic for me because I have been through a lot just like everyone else, and it is through all those things that I learned to appreciate the beauty that comes with pain. And one thing I've come to see is that when we were kids, we thought that if you're a nice person, bad things don't happen to you. You know, that's what most of us thought. Like, I'm a good person, so I expect good things to be happening to me and not even bad things. But growing up, for most people who are very naive, very good, they ended up having people in their path who are so mean, so bad. And, you know, it's usually a very big test for you to grow up and be able to actually set boundaries and see your fault in the pains that come in your life. So let's start with, what is pain? Pain is, for me, pain is very uncomfortable. When I think of pain, I feel something, it's not comfortable. And so there is mental pain, there is emotional pain, there is the physical pain. So all those three come in different ways, but they all start from the same place, the mind. Because for you to actually sense through your nerves that you're feeling pain, it has come from your brain. And for you to actually discover and be aware that you're in pain, you have to be cautious over your mind. You know, your mind feels. So I feel like pain originates from the mind. And when it comes to pain, most people try to avoid pain. Most people go to hospitals for pain. Most people cry over pain, you know. Yeah. But the one thing that can actually make you grow up is pain. And you can attest, even like in psychology, most counselors will tell you that most people who have been through childhood trauma, when growing up and through the most painful types of ways of background, when they grow up, their age ages faster than their actual age, and they grow more than someone who just went through no childhood traumas and all that. So when you look at what pain brings us, it hardens us. It actually makes us see the challenges that we can actually solve, because if you don't have a challenge, you'll never grow, really, you know. So I'll speak on my journey. Let's say late 2019, I was going through some traumatic event, and let's say in one way or another, I was at my lowest, and my immunity decided to just go at its lowest too. So I got really sick, got bedridden for like some time in hospital, and a couple of months, my health is just going on a front row, back row, back and forth. It was so frustrating. I had never seen that, because all my life I was this kind of a person who would not easily get sick. So getting drastically sick and almost dying felt so strange, new to me, scary. I mean, I was so scared. And the episodes where I'd pass out, I'd feel like death is so close. And I remember my mom telling me, you know, life comes far away. Stop feeling like it's that easy for you to go, you know. And I was like, if I survive this, then I mean, I'll never be scared of death again, because I had gotten so close to it. And months later, I really did go through the greatest test of my life, because it was more about patience. I have never been so patient with things, you know. But then that really made me see how much patience means, especially when it comes to you, the physical body. I mean, you can never push it at all. You have to just be patient with it, give it time, you know, because it never has a timeline. This body is just programmed in a very weird way, you know. So I remember how much I would get tortured in the beginning of my healing process, trying to understand when will this be over, because it's painful, it's very uncomfortable. Sometimes you're just okay and you think you're moving, and then all of a sudden something comes up and you're feeling like, you know, nothing's changing, you know. And I think the first months of me healing, I beat myself up so much. I needed to heal first, I needed to feel better first. You know, if I owed all this to myself, or, you know, but the more I learned that allowing the pain sometimes is okay, that is when now I got used to the idea of pain is okay sometimes, and it comes in our lives to strengthen us, to make us grow into levels of growth we have never imagined. It's actually a good form of actually realizing that this is a mortal body. You don't own it. You don't even know it yet. You're still learning it. It's something foreign to you. So experience the pain that comes with the mortality. You know, you experience the pain so that you can grow. And the much I continued to accept that, the much I actually realized that life contains solar opposites of everything. And when the roots of a tree grow deeper, the upper part grows even more higher. This is because the much pain you go through, the much of your roots are growing. And as your roots grow, even you as a person grow, you know. So pain is not a bad thing. Pain is actually a blessing in disguise, because it actually helps you find solutions to stuff, think more, experience more, and it's a very good form of life. If people accepted pain as a way of life, I think we would grow even more, you know. So yeah, the best way I've learned of tackling pain is actually feeling it without judging. If it's the emotional part, if you feel like crying, don't hold back, cry. If you feel like just throwing off something by working out, don't hold back, work out. And for me, I say the most healing part of life is nature. Nature can heal your soul when you're feeling like it's torn apart. And I wish doctors prescribed nature as a medicine, because nature will heal your soul and it takes away the pain, you know. I don't know in what ways, but it just does. So spending time in nature is a good way of curbing pain. And life is just that. It's just you have to go through pain. That's the physical part of being a human being. You have to feel, you know. You have to feel without judging it, just observe it and be patient, you know, with yourself. And the best ways of actually growing is to heal the wounds. Healing is very ugly, but the beauty that comes from healing is unquestionable. When you heal, you're free from your past traumas, from your past, and you're able to live the now. And that comes with forgiving yourself for the pains you caused yourself, for the pains you let others cause you, forgiving yourself, and actually feeling and not escaping the feelings. So I really enjoyed this podcast, and it has been quite a personal one to me, because apart from the other kinds of pain, emotional, mental, that one physical pain, it was my rock bottom. Because when your body decides to actually go in sleep mode, you can never do anything about it. And I mean, you can't. That's the one thing I realized. And that one time made me a very different person. and it changed my perspective to so many things, because I realized that we are just walking by and you never know your time. You never know that time that you'll be taken out of existence. So we live so much in the past and in the future that we forget to live the now, and the now is all that matters. So cheers to more moments, cheers to more podcast sessions in nature, and cheers. Thank you so much for sharing my last episode. I am so grateful. It means a lot to me. I hope that you guys continue sharing this. Let people hear about stories, about people, about myself. I'm not scared of being naked, and that's just part of being free, you know. So cheers, and thank you so much. Doesn't kill you, makes you strong.